ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन चैप्टर 6 पुरुषा सुक्त कन्फर्म्ड पार्ट 2 वर्सेस 18 थ्रू 46 द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस। लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा कंटिन्यूड इंस्ट्रक्टिंग हिज सन नारद। The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the controller of immortality and fearlessness, and He is transcendental to death and the fruitive actions of this material world. O Narada, O Brahmana, it is therefore difficult to measure the glories of that Supreme Person. Padeshu sarvabhutani pungsak sthiti pado vidu अमृतं क्षेमं अभयं त्रिमूर्तनो अध्यायी मूर्धसु। The Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be known as the supreme reservoir of all material opulences by the 1/4 of his energy in which all living entities exist. Deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from the anxieties of old age and disease exist in the kingdom of God, which is beyond the 3 higher planetary systems and beyond the material coverings. Padastrayo bahischasan aprajananya ashrama antastri lokyastu aparo grihameyo abrihad vrata. The spiritual world, which consists of 3/4 of the Lord's energy, is situated beyond this material world and is especially meant for those who will never be reborn. Others who are attached to family life and who do not strictly follow celibacy vows must continue to live within the 3 material worlds. By His energies, the all-pervading personality of Godhead is thus comprehensively the master in the activities of controlling and in devotional service. For He is the ultimate master of both nescience and factual knowledge of all situations. From that personality of Godhead, all the universal globes and the universal form with all material elements, qualities and senses are generated. And yet, He is aloof from such material manifestations, just like the sun globe, which is separate from its rays and heat. When I was born from the abdominal lotus flower of Lord Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, the great person, I had no ingredients for sacrificial performances except the bodily limbs of that great personality of Godhead. For performing sacrificial ceremonies, one requires sacrificial ingredients such as flowers, leaves, and straw, along with a sacrificial altar and a suitable time such as spring. Other requirements are utensils, grains, clarified butter, honey, gold, earth, water, the Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, and Sama Veda, and 4 priests to perform the sacrifice. Other necessities include invoking the different names of the demigods by specific hymns and vows of recompense or remuneration, in accordance with the particular scripture, for specific purposes and by specific processes. Thus, I had to arrange all these necessary ingredients and paraphernalia for sacrifice from the personal bodily parts of the personality of Godhead. By invocation of the demigods' names, the ultimate goal, Vishnu, was gradually attained, and thus compensation and ultimate offering were complete. I thus created the ingredients and paraphernalia for offering sacrifice out of the parts of the body of the Supreme Lord, who is the enjoyer of the sacrifice, and I perform the sacrifice to satisfy the Lord. My dear son, thereafter your 9 brothers, who are the masters of the living creatures, performed sacrifice with proper rituals to satisfy both the manifest and non-manifest personalities. Those 9 brothers are Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulasya, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishtha, and Daksha. Thereafter, the Manus, or fathers of mankind, the great sages, the forefathers, the learned scholars, the Daityas, and mankind performed sacrifices meant to please the Supreme Lord. The material manifestations of all the universes are therefore situated in the Supreme Lord's powerful material energies, which he accepts self-sufficiently, although he is eternally without affinity for the material modes of nature. By his will, I create, Lord Shiva destroys, and he himself, in his eternal form as the personality of Godhead, maintains everything. He is the powerful controller of these 3 energies. And so, my dear son, whatever you inquired from me, I have thus explained unto you, and you should know for certain that whatever there is, either as cause or as effect, both in the material and spiritual worlds, is dependent on that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nabharati me anga mrisho palakshyate, navai kvachin me manaso mrisha gatihi, name hrishi kan patanti asat pate, yanme redoubt kant yavata drito hari. O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. Although I am known as the great Brahma, perfect in the cyclic succession of Vedic wisdom, and although I have undergone all austerities, and I am an expert in mystic powers and self-realization, and although I am recognized as such by the great forefathers of the living entities who offer me respectful obeisances, still it is not possible for me to understand him, the Supreme Lord, who is the very source of my birth. Therefore, it is best for me to surrender unto his lotus feet, which alone can deliver one from the miseries of repeated birth and death. Such surrender is all auspicious and allows one to perceive all happiness. Even the sky cannot estimate the limits of its own expansion. So what can others do when the Lord himself is unable to estimate his own limits? Since neither Lord Shiva, nor you, nor myself could ascertain the limits of spiritual happiness, how can the other demigods know about it? And because all of us are bewildered by his illusory external energy, we can only see this manifest cosmos according to our individual ability. Yasyavatara karmani gayantihi asmad adaya na yam vidanti tatvena tasmai bhagavate namaha. So let us offer our respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose incarnations and activities are chanted by us for glorification, although he can hardly be fully known as he is. That supreme original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, expanding his plenary full portion as Mahavishnu, the first Purusha incarnation, creates this manifest cosmos, but he himself is unborn. However, the creation takes place in him, and the material substance and manifestations are all himself. The Supreme Lord maintains them for some time, and then absorbs them into himself once again. The personality of Godhead is pure, being free from all contaminations of material tinges. He is the absolute truth and the embodiment of full and perfect knowledge. He is all-pervading, without beginning or end, and without any rival. O Narada, O great sage, the great thinkers can know him when they are completely freed from all material hankerings and when they are sheltered under undisturbed conditions of the senses. Otherwise, by untenable arguments, everything is distorted and the Lord disappears from our sight. Karanarna Vashai Vishnu is the first incarnation of the Supreme Lord in this material world. Mahavishnu is thus the master of eternal time, space, cause and effects, mind, the elements, the material ego, the modes of nature, the senses, the universal form of the Lord, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, and the sum total of all living beings, both moving and non-moving. I myself, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, the great generators of all living beings like Daksha and Prajapati, yourselves, Narada and the four Kumaras, the heavenly demigods like Indra and Chandra, the leaders of the Bhurloka planets, the leaders of the earthly planets, the leaders of the lower planets, the leaders of the Gandharva planets, the leaders of the Vidyadhara planets, the leaders of the Charana Loka planets, the leaders of the Yakshas, Rakshas, and Uragas, the great sages, the great demons, the great atheists, and the great spacemen, as well as the dead bodies, evil spirits, Satans, jinn, Kushmandas, great aquatics, great beasts, and great birds, etc. In other words, anything and everything which is exceptionally possessed of power, opulence, mental and perceptual dexterity, strength, forgiveness, beauty, modesty, opulence, and breeding, whether in form or formless, may appear to be the specific truth and the form of the Lord, but actually they are not so, for they are only a fragment of the transcendental potency of the Supreme Lord. O Narada, I shall now state one after another the transcendental incarnations of the Lord known as Lila Avatars. Hearing of their activities counteracts all foul matters accumulated in the ear. These pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. Therefore, they are in my heart. Recorded February 11, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Sri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास अद्भुत भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे